Praised be Jesus and Mary. Blessed Josephine Leroux, whom we celebrate today in the Franciscan calendar, entered the convent of the Poor Clares at Valenciennes when she was 22 years old. In 1770, she made her vows. Then the French Revolution broke out, and the religious were rudely driven from their convents, and Josephine at first returned to her family, but when Valenciennes was captured by the Austrians, Josephine couldn't resist the impulse to return to the enclosure. However, the convent of the Poor Clares had not yet been rebuilt, so she took refuge in the convent of the Ursulines, where her own sister lived. And when the revolutionary army retook the city, Josephine was placed under arrest as having been disloyal to her country. Without being in any way perturbed, she confronted the band of soldiers who came to arrest her and said, you know, it's hardly necessary to make such a fuss for the purpose of taking a weak woman captive. Then after serving her captors refreshments, she followed them to prison. Because she had resumed the life of a religious contrary to the law, she was condemned to death. And with perfect resignation to God's holy will, she accepted the death sentence and prepared for it by receiving the Eucharist for her journey to her divine bridegroom. And with a cheerful countenance, she went to the place of execution, singing sacred hymns along the way. She declared herself truly fortunate for having been deemed worthy to give her life for the Catholic faith. She said, could anyone fear to leave this place of exile when he reflects on the beauty of paradise? At the scaffold, she gratefully kissed the hand of the executioner and in a clear voice forgave everyone. Then she placed her head on the chopping block. Her sister, Mary Scholastic, and four other companions died a martyr's death with her. And this occurred on October 23rd, 1794. Pope Benedict the 15th enrolled her among the blessed in 1920. Blessed Josephine returned to the enclosure of the convent despite the risk it involved. She was arrested and willingly made the sacrifice of her life for the love of Christ. We too can and must make sacrifices in this life. And there are thousands of opportunities every day to make small sacrifices for which we need no permission. So let us make them with love and generosity, for it is, it's love that gives value to sacrifice. And every time we deprive ourselves of anything for Jesus and Mary, we're thinking of them and we're loving them.